It happens far more often than you'd imagine, to such an extent that I'm never surprised. In fact, I get to expect it. And it begins something like this. Hello, Timmy. I last met you when I was 9 on your show. And then I reply with a quick question about the episode before telling them what I remember about the day. And it's always more than them. And in, well, remarkable detail. I don't know how it happens, but a simple trigger and I can remember just about every gig and almost every show I've ever done. Now that's amazing. This weekend, I had 3 separate incidents to demonstrate it. I was at the Village Fete, chatting to people I know, supporting the various stalls run by neighbours' kids, and then a couple in their late 20s asked if they could have their photo taken with me. So I knew they weren't locals. Locals see me in the shops and in the pub and out on my bike and they're used to me. But a photo request is almost always for a Facebook account or to be shared around with mates. Guess who I saw at the Village Fete today? So they said, I met you years ago at my college, said the bloke as he pointed his phone at me standing with his girlfriend. At Anglia College in Cambridge. Ah, yes, I replied. That'd be 2001. The room was small in the Students' Union. I remember lots about that evening. There was a nice reception from the students, the fun we had and the way they patiently queued for autographs. He was amazed. I wasn't. And that evening I was over with friends and the son's girlfriend let slip that her big sister had been on Whackaday as a child. What was the theme, I asked. I think it was Egypt, she said. Okay, that'd be summer of 1991 when we went whack like an Egyptian and I showed her the dance. Oh my God, that's the dance I saw my sister do on the video! And then yesterday I was with Wendy Craig for her birthday party and her granddaughter Maddie Bentley announced she'd been on Around the World in 80 Seconds. Summer 1994, I said. And what country were you? Syria. Can you remember any of the facts you had to learn? Yeah, I think we had to say which countries bordered Syria. And what are they? Jordan, Israel, Iraq, Lebanon. Oh my God, I can remember! And then Wolf was there from Gladiators, and he played -1 or +1, and he had to stop us collecting keys from a jail, but he sort of helped us. Do you remember getting covered in gunge? Yeah. I remember the gunge was a bit watery. You know why? That's to make it easier to clean it up. Oh. And where did you finish? We came 2nd. Ah, so you never had me as Captain Everything, saying, these are the most important 80 seconds of your entire life. No, but I wish we had. I did say, Syria, show us your globes. And she burst out laughing. Did you have tea towels on your head? Of course we did. How did you know that? Because all the Arabic countries wore tea towels on their heads in that show. And what was the other country? Because each school, in her case, Edmund Campion from Maidenhead, provided 2 teams. And in one game there were one country, and in the next game there were another country. Oh, the other team were Wales, and they had a good joke. Go on then. How do you eat cheese in Wales? Carefully. It's funny, isn't it, what you remember from a chance encounter? So don't be surprised when we bump into each other one day and say, we once met years ago, because I'll remember it.